You're listening to Aura the Molecule with Beep 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 Moon Boots Remix. Before this, Sean Jones with Love Will, the D-More Playboy edit. Started off that set with Sam Redmore and Nagu. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out the playlist online at wrct.org. And if you missed the show, check out my website, djfirefly.com.
Good evening. This is Breakfast for Dinner for November 21st. This is DJ Chris Wire. Thanks for joining me this evening. You were just listening to Japanese Breakfast with B Sweet. Tonight, two halves of the program. First half is going to be a British style called Graibo. Should be pretty fun. Similar to Manchester, if you listen to Anatomy of the Ear last weekend. And then second half, just really more straight up old style rock and roll rockabilly. Should be pretty cool. But first, let's get down to some business.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
A couple other shows here on WRCT Pittsburgh I wanted to tell you about. Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news. Wednesdays, 10 to 10:30 a.m. And the David Pakman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXOJ studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics and society, airing on WRCT Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 a.m. Okay, so let's get into it. First song we're going to play is Happy by Ned's Atomic Dustbin. And this is going to start off our set of sort of the baggy Manchester Graibo sound in the late 80s, early 90s of the UK. So I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Hello, good evening, welcome to nothing much. And no holds barred, half Nelson, and the loving touch. The comfort and the joy of feeling lost. With the only living boy.
We like the disco sound. Hey, we like the music. dig the Furry Freak Brothers and the Twilight Zone. We dig Marvel and DC. We dig Rundy MC. We dig Renegade Soundwave and AC/DC.
Rich, yeah, can you dig it? Rich, yeah, can you dig it?
That was Half Man, Half Biscuit with Knobheads on Quiz Shows. Before that, early Jesus Jones, believe it or not, they were quite a bit raw in their first album, Liquidizer. That was Never Enough. Before that, The Wonder Stuff, Don't Let Me Down, Gently. Pop Will Eat Itself with Can You Dig It. Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine with The Only Living Boy in New Cross. And we started that whole set off with Happy by Ned's Atomic Dustbin.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, time now for the straight ahead rock and roll portion of the program. We're going to start off with a new single from Kurt Baker, Turn It Around.
Right. she's my bubblegum baby. Cuter than cute and sweeter than sweet, she's just my kind.
That was Zeus with Miss My Friends. Before that, Yukon Blonde with Saturday Night. Red Cross with Bubblegum Factory. The Yum Yums, Bubblegum Baby. Tommy and the Rockets, Rock and Roll Wrecking Machine. Radio Days with Love and Fun. The Connection with Wrong Side of 25. And we started that whole big long set off with new music by from Kurt Baker, Turn It Around. I want to tell you about one other show we have here in WRCT. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 5. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. And that's just about going to do it here on Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for joining me this evening here on WRCT. I have a rebroadcast of this show Wednesday afternoons from 5 to 6. So if you want to listen to this show again because you loved it so much, or if you ever miss a Sunday night broadcast, you can always catch it on the Wednesday after the original broadcast. So check that out. I am going to leave you this evening with new music by Rich Wrath Project 313. I can't keep it straight. LA is mine. And with that, then, I'm going to bid you adieu. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday. And I'll be back that Sunday after Thanksgiving. And I hope you will join me then. Good night.
LA! seemed so cold, so distant about you, that I was afraid to ask you for a dance. But I did, and we danced. We seemed too broke, we seemed so light, and the night just drifted away. But I'm a million man, and you are still an angel from a land that's different than mine. So we danced through the night, and Ellie was mine.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
Amos, and you're listening to a broadcast of Ebony Spectrum from our archives. This interview features a talk with Derek Chisholm. This happened maybe about 3 years ago, in 2018, I believe. And we heard some interesting things from Derek back then. And of course, things have changed. But it's real interesting to see what her path was back then. And she's continued to go upward and onward with her career. And now she's hosting more TV. Listen to the conversation. You'll find it very interesting. This is Ebony Spectrum from 2018 with Derek Chisholm. Rick takes the lead as he adds the questions.
one thing to say I'm going to write or I'm going to perhaps get on television, which is enough of takes a modicum, and I'm being a little bit facetious here with that. It takes more than a modicum, actually, to go into that profession, because you got to have a lot of confidence, I would
say. You have to have a lot of confidence. You have to have a lot of courage. You also have to have a lot of commitment. And for me, it's always been about being a creative. And a lot of the work that I do as an entrepreneur now is really as a coach, supporting other business owners who are looking to become more visible in branding their message, their mission, and using multimedia strategies. I was very fortunate, as you're aware, that I've had a long history in television. But because I also had varying businesses, I learned a lot of practical tools. And so I've been able to marry what it means to be an entrepreneur, particularly a solopreneur in this space of online marketing, and really look at what are some sizable visibility strategies that people can use. So that's really where that came together from. In terms of this issue of courage and the courage to have your own business, and as you said, you know, you got to hustle for a paycheck, period. I mean, and I think there's, as an entrepreneur, you have to have that as your modicum for success. It's the only paycheck that's going to happen is the one that you're going to go out and make. And so as an entrepreneur, and I'm sure any of them listening, completely get that part of your drive for success, I believe, should first be what it is that you love doing or serving, and let the money follow. And I get it. When you got to pay some bills, it's like, no, we need to think about the money first. But you will be a much happier entrepreneur going after your dream, hustling for that success, and of course, working hard for the money, but realizing that the part of the reason that you're doing it is because you absolutely love being the entrepreneur that you are. And that helps when you get to those periods in time, and we've all been there, when the money isn't flowing. Because it's easy. I mean, I've had jobs all my life, and it's important, obviously, if you do the type of work that you're not an entrepreneur, that you do a really good job at your job. Right. But if you truly have a desire to strike out on your own and run that business that you've been dreaming about, or pursue that dream that only you can do because it's like busting in your belly, then go for it. Go for it with everything that you have.
It's interesting. Your book, you used the word hustle. You've used it several times. And I think probably people think of, when you say hustle, guy, girl on the street.
That's your generation.
Doing the hustling thing, right? And I mean, I always never put the total negative kind of label.
Yeah.
Some people did, because I always recognized people got to survive.
Right.
And everything that was being hustled wasn't necessarily illegal. It was not mainstream.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's a word that over a period of time has had multiple meanings. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. I think if you look 40, 50, 60 years ago, hustle had a very negative connotation. It often was equated with the person who, you know, was just trying to jack somebody out of some money or out of a service,
right?
Or eluding something. And it certainly had a negative connotation. Then there's the hustle, the dance. And so people kind of see the jolly part in that. And then, of course, there's a hustle that, you know, parents, when their kids are out on the baseball field or basketball, hustle, get down the court,